Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are kind of getting used to this new normal, sheltering in place. Jim Ryan is joining us this morning. I guess the question is, are we doing this willingly or do we have to, right? Is it the Constitution here that's kind of biding this?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Constitution may be taking a hit from all of this, Susan, but it's something that most Americans, according to a survey by The Atlantic, are willing to accept. People being told to stay inside their houses, being told how large a group they can gather in, being told what they can say on the Internet. You know, there are rules now about misinformation and that it can be pulled down off of social media sites. Those, of course, are private companies, so there may be a difference there. But, yeah, there are constitutional questions that some people are very concerned about. But, again, this survey by The Atlantic shows that the Republicans and Democrats alike both support these various measures by a better than 75% ratio. So, yeah, some questions to be asked, certainly, once this is all over.
You know, something to think about, too, though, is what's happening outside of the U.S. I mean, we've been talking to people in Italy. They cannot leave their house, period, unless they have a letter of self-declaration that allows them to go to a grocery store. We're not to that point.
No, we're not. But even that may violate the constitutional protections in Italy. So I think every country that is imposing these sort of restrictions is trying to weigh that out. Is it worth that sacrificing some portion of individual rights in order to protect the general health of the public? And I think in most cases, people are saying, yes, it is worth doing that. We saw similar things. This has happened throughout history, Susan, most notably after 9/11. You remember there were questions about the torture of prisoners and about holding people without charges for longer than 72 hours. And most Americans said that they were okay with those things in light of the act of terrorism that claimed so many American lives.
All right. Hey, Jim, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.